This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. And now it's time for Ask Civics 101, a chance for you to get answers to your questions about how our government works. Today, we're taking a look at the election season, since we're in the middle of one right now. Why is it so long? Has it always been this way? And what does a drawn-out season do to the process? Co-host of NHPR's podcast, Civics 101, Hannah McCarthy, is with me now. Hi, Hannah.
Hey, Peter. How's it going?
Good, good. So, how long is the U.S. election season typically?
That's a great question. So I just want to say, first of all, this is not an official thing. We do not have a law that dictates how long election season can or should be. So currently our election season is just under 2 years. Hillary Clinton announced her candidacy 654 days before the 2008 election. Ted Cruz announced his 596 days before the 2016 election. So it's around 2 years. Great anecdote, when he was asked about declaring candidacy over a year before the 2016 election, Joe Biden said that it was too late for him to be competitive. He had 384 days to campaign, but that wasn't going to be enough in the United States. So we can't say for certain that the U.S. has the longest campaign period in the world, but it is definitely up there.
Wow. Okay. And has it always been this long?
Not at all. So in part, because the framers did not provide for a partisanly divided nation. They did not provide for the parties running things here in the country. And initially, it was actually Congress who chose the presidential nominees. But that process fell apart after an election in 1824, one of the few elections where no candidate won the majority of the electoral votes. And then we transitioned in the mid-1800s into nominating conventions with these backroom deals, choosing the nominees for president. Those tended to happen the June before an election. And primaries are really the thing that changed how long our election season is. But they really didn't become all that popular until after World War II. And we really have them to thank for this election creep. So they started to allow sort of dark horse candidates to prove their viability way before the election actually happened. Like John F. Kennedy, who was a Catholic, which was as yet unheard of for a presidential nominee, he was able to start his campaign 11 months before the election using this primary system to get his name and his face and his charm out there. And as primaries became more popular, campaigns stretched out longer and longer. So if you think of Iowa and New Hampshire with these very early primaries and caucuses, they necessitate as well an earlier candidacy.
I see. And how different is the United States from other countries?
Yeah, it's very different. So as I said at the beginning, we don't have laws governing how long our election season can be or other things about our elections. But in Mexico, for example, by law, the campaign season is limited to 147 days, and candidates have to stop campaigning 3 days before the election. In France, campaign season lasts about 2 weeks, Peter, although technically these candidates can start asking for attention a year out. In Japan, this is also by law, campaign season is limited to 12 days.
Wow. So how does the length of our system affect voters and the outcome of elections here?
I think primarily a lot of Americans get this election fatigue. I sort of think of it as, you know, selling Halloween decorations in July, right? And you're like, seriously? Like, this is so far out. Why are we already hearing about this? So by the time the actual date rolls around, it's been well over a year, probably close to 2 years hearing from these candidates. And I think that that can lead to disillusionment, as can the fact that this incredibly long election season just necessitates millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of campaigning, right? So candidates must raise and shell out a great deal of money, which many Americans also find fairly distasteful in their politics.
Do you think campaign length laws would benefit us here in the United States for reasons other than maybe alleviating that fatigue?
Sure. It's, you know, it's hard to say, because in these nations that have laws, people also criticize things. Like in Japan, with these really tight election length laws, citizens sometimes criticize the fact that that seems to prevent new, fresh ideas from coming into politics. And in a parliamentary system with the prime minister dissolving the parliament, that is usually done at the point when the prime minister's party is at peak popularity. So it can lead to some party unevenness. However, I would say that it would be kind of nice, I think, to a lot of Americans, if candidates did not have to amass millions and millions of dollars just in order to be viable. But the fact is, Peter, our system is not likely to change anytime soon, if ever. So my advice would really be to notice your election fatigue, feel it, but make sure you're paying attention anyway when election day finally comes.
Oh, I think we're feeling it.
I'm feeling it, Peter.
NHPR's Hannah McCarthy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
Hannah McCarthy and Nick Capodice are co-hosts of Civics 101, a podcast about our government and how it works. And you can ask them your questions by sending an email. The address is civics101@nhpr.org.